USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new Russian military commander has been placed in charge as the war in Ukraine continues. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Reports we're seeing of a change in military leadership and putting a general in charge who is responsible for the brutality and the atrocities we saw in Syria shows that there's going to be a continuation of what we've already seen on the ground in Ukraine. And that's what we are expecting.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. She said the U.S. plans to continue providing military assistance as Ukraine braces for more conflict. For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again. He asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
More social media companies are cracking down on Russia disinformation.
YouTube has blocked a Russian parliamentary channel for violating the platform's terms of service as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Reuters reports that the move is drawing outrage from Russian officials and the country's internet regulator. It's accusing YouTube of adhering to a pronounced anti-Russian position in what it called an information war unleashed by the West against Russia, the same allegation that was the basis for the regulator to fine YouTube last month after it failed to get rid of prohibited content regarding Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Texas woman who was charged with murder after performing an abortion on herself was released from jail on Saturday on a $500,000 bond. Lizelle Herrera, 26, was arrested by the Starr County Sheriff's Office and charged with murder. Protesters demonstrated outside her jail. It's not clear under which Texas law Herrera had been charged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
There's more than one reason why the price of everything seems to be going up. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke explains drought conditions are also a major factor when it comes to wheat prices and production.
We got a very serious drought going on out here in the high plains, and so even if wheat went to $20 a bushel, there's a lot of farmers out here who are kind of grow nothing. 20 times zero is zero, and those guys are up a creek.
Ukraine and Russia account for about 30% of global wheat exports. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Football players continue to mourn the death of Dwayne Haskins. The 24-year-old Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback was killed on Saturday. He was struck by a dump truck as he was trying to cross a highway in South Florida. A COVID-19 lockdown in China's largest city has now entered the third week. The country's zero COVID policy has made it hard for some people in Shanghai to access food and medicine. Officials warn without strict lockdowns, the virus could spread to other cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.